You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yeah, well, I love you, too. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, celebrating the beginning of a wonderful Veterans Day weekend. God bless all of you that have helped serve to protect our country as well as the families. We can't thank you enough. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Cindy Campbell, who is Vice President for Community Relations and Media Affairs of Fisher House Foundation. If you don't know about the Fisher House, you want to know about this. The Fisher House Foundation, an amazing, amazing organization that helps house military families so they could be with their loved ones as they're coming back and getting treatment for their injuries. It's phenomenal. They do so much. So we're going to be talking about with her at the bottom of the hour. A lot of medical news, but just, you know, some quick history on Veterans Day. One of my favorite holidays. I think Veterans Day is amazing. It actually originated after World War I. I'm sure many of you know the story, but some of you don't. It's really kind of to celebrate the end of World War I. The fighting supposedly had stopped at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of the year 1918, which would be November 11th, 1918. But what they called it at the time was Armistice Day. And then Congress in 1926 decided to make it a national holiday. So Armistice Day officially became a national holiday in 1926. And, of course, they had hoped that World War I was, of course, the war to end all wars. They didn't plan on having another world war. Armistice Day should have been the end of it. Everybody happy. Of course, World War II started some years later. But it wasn't until a representative from Kansas, Congressional Representative Congressman Ed Reese, decided to propose a bill that would change Armistice Day to Veterans Day. So in 1954, Congress passed a bill that President Eisenhower signed, and November 11th became Veterans Day in 1954. And that's why we celebrate Veterans Day. See, I know my history. Yeah, so again, God bless all of you, and thank you for everything you've done, because I couldn't be here doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for your heroism. So God bless you and the families that support you. Thank you so much. All right, so here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of groovy, groovy stuff to talk about. They may be testing diabetes with your tears instead of finger pricking your fingers. Well, finger pricking your fingers. I'm being redundant. Pricking your fingers. So if we could test diabetes with tears, that would be wonderful. I know some of us, I know some of you men are out there going, I don't cry. Please, I don't make tears. I'm a man. I'm a real man. Hey, trust me. Trust me. Which would you rather do? Prick your finger or shed a tear? Come on. No one's going to take a picture of you and post it on Facebook. You know how they do it. They're not going to make you cry. All right? They just kind of pull your eye down and dip it in the kind of like socket there near your conjunctiva. Easy thing. Come on, easy. All right, you men, I'll stick my finger. I don't cry. I'm a real man. Really? Guys are so burly. All right, what else are we going to talk about? You know, those people that go to religious services, right, into religion, oh, happy day, he looks like they have more optimism and less risks of early death. I believe it. You know, we did a show once on the power of prayer, and it was a great show. People were calling up saying, yeah, you know, we were told only 3 months to live, and we prayed and prayed, and he's still alive 5 years later. And so I love that. I love when, you know, studies relate religion to health. I think that's great. So happy day. Oh, happy day. A nurse saved someone's life by using a bra to cut off his blood supply. Brilliant move. I'm really happy about that. Gosh, so much stuff I want to talk about. Ooh, and magnet therapy for prostates. So a lot of cool stuff. So as you can see, we need to rock and roll. But what's most important and most interesting are your phone calls. So let's go right to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, my name is Jason. I was calling. I've had three shoulder surgeries, and I currently have pins in there, pins and screws. I've had three bank art repairs, four labrum repairs, and my humerus head, I was missing about 48% of it, and I had to repair that as well. I was calling to see what the chances that I would actually have arthritis, you know, by the time I'm 40 years old, or, you know, and have to get a shoulder replacement as well. All right, thank you.
Okay, that's a good question. For those of you listening, a Bankart repair, a Bankart lesion, if you could kind of imagine your arm kind of going into your arm socket, which is basically kind of part of your scapula, the bone of the scapula, that's your glenoid fossa kind of internally there. And the labrum that's there is this band of cartilage that's supposed to be a cushion. And the anterior bottom part is called a Bankart lesion. So, you know, you probably already have arthritis. If you've had any issues with your cartilage, arthritis is a very general term. Very general term. Let's say you play basketball and you jam your finger and it swells. That's a form of arthritis. It's traumatic arthritis. What you're talking about would be osteoarthritis, where you're starting to get a little bone on bone, depending on the cartilage. So if you've had two or three Bankart lesions and repairs and the labrum repair, and then part of the humerus, which is your upper arm, missing. I mean, I'm assuming you already have certain amounts of arthritis. Now, just because you have arthritis doesn't mean you necessarily need a total shoulder replacement. They do have this reverse total shoulder replacement. That's more if your rotator cuff has been destroyed. But, you know, it all depends. If you're having pain, if they have to keep going in to be fixing the cartilage, if you have bone on bone and you've really worn that down and you can't function, you've lost range of motion, that's when they're going to probably move towards doing a shoulder replacement. But if the repairs have been successful, you're feeling pretty good, you're not having a lot of pain, you have good movement, they're not going to move towards that yet. And you may be still a little too young. I mean, you aren't even 40 yet. But it really depends on, I mean, it sounds like, wow, you've probably really really taken a beating with that. So, like I said, it all depends on your symptoms. If you're feeling good, probably not. But if you're in a lot of pain and they're saying, I don't think another Bankart repair is going to do this one, yes, they may be considering going towards that because you've had so many surgeries. All right, great call. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 10th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1770.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.1407, $9.0704 for a half ounce, and $4.5352 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.1407, $9.0704, and $4.5352.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your meals. Yes, I'm hungry. If you want to send me meals, fine, I'll take them. Emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, on Facebook. Don't forget to sign up for our Alaskan cruise leaving next June. Going to be a great trip. Don't forget to sign up for that. Go to my website. You'll get to see all the cool pictures, and you get to find out how to sign up for that cool stuff. Don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Cindy Campbell, one of the vice presidents at Fisher House Foundation, to talk to us about how they are helping military families be able to be with our veterans when they come back from war and their tours, and if they're hurt. It's a wonderful foundation. I can't wait to talk to her more about it, so make sure you stay with us at the bottom of the hour. All right, now, I've gotten so many emails today about Governor Rick Perry, and they're calling it a gaffe or a senior moment. It's not a senior moment, please. And, I'm sure many of you have understood, heard during the Republican debate, it was about maybe a 51-second episode where he was trying to remember one of the departments he wanted to cut. So he said commerce, education, and then he couldn't remember the third department that he wanted to cut if he were going to become president. And, of course, one of the other ones joked about the EPA and, energy department just didn't come to mind. commerce, education, energy, just energy department could have come to mind. But because it happened for so long, people were like, oh, Dr. Dolly, did he have a stroke? Is this called Broca's aphasia? No. I don't think he had a stroke. You know, you could see he could still talk. Broca's aphasia is different. We talked about this on the last hour, where you know what you want to say. You know exactly what you want to say, but you can't get the words out. You have an aphasia. You can't speak it. It's more of a motor thing. That didn't happen. He just couldn't. It's what we call a brain fart. All right. So, you know, I actually looked to see if there was a medical precedent or if there was a medical foundation for brain farts. And actually, some scientists have looked into this. A couple years ago, this is actually kind of funny. A couple years ago, it was published in the Proceedings of the Natural Academy of Sciences, where they actually looked into, quote-unquote, brain farts. And really interesting. So what they did is they had a bunch of people, a bunch of volunteers, just kind of do these repetitive activities, and they scanned their brains. And what they found, this is kind of cool, they found that abnormal brain activity began 30 seconds before the mistake happened. Then, as they started to kind of regroup, the brain activity normalized. Now, I'm surprised that they saw this. They used MRIs, you know, that like to now develop actually these, like, mind-reading hats, electrodes on the scalp. They haven't developed this yet. But what they want to do is they want to later predict if you're going to have a brain fart, you know, 30 seconds before it happens, such that it doesn't happen. Now, I don't think any of us in the middle of a, you know, primary presidential debate are going to want to wear one of these things. But I think it's fascinating that they were able to detect the abnormal brain activity. Weird. 30 seconds before you have it. So some people are saying maybe we should call it a brain infarction. I don't want to say that, because infarction means lack of blood flow, like a myocardial infarction when you have an MI, a heart attack. And no, I don't want to think that, you know, having a lapse in memory for a second there means you're actually lacking blood flow. But then your next question is, well, then what's the abnormal brain activity caused by? Is it a blood flow issue? You know, and I mean, a lot of us have these. I get them all the time, especially after I eat burritos. So, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't know. But I just found it interesting that, you know, scientists have actually looked and have seen some, you know, medical correlation here with brain activity and you're forgetting to say something. You know, does it really matter if, you know, Governor Perry forget? I mean, honestly, to me, I think the bigger gaffe is what happened with President Obama and the French president. You know, you do not want any leader, especially the Israel prime minister leader, thinking you don't like him and you don't can't stand the fact that you have to deal with them on a day-to-day basis. To me, I think that is much more damaging than somebody forgetting Department of Energy. But that's neither here nor there. All right. Oh, now this, you guys are going to love. This is like super cool. Super cool. All right. We talked about this in the last hour. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Magnets may help treat prostate cancer. Yeah, we're talking about magnets. And I love magnets. I always have. Played with them as kids. I think it's cool. But now they think it can help treat prostate cancer. And I know some of you men are starting to cross your legs. You know, you kind of get a little antsy going, oh, no, Dr. Guy is going to tell us we've got to stick a magnet up our rectum. No. I'm not telling you you have to. All I'm doing is reporting on this medical advancement. Oh, this is cool. This is cool. All right. British scientists have developed this new magnet therapy for prostate cancer. Now, I want to go back a step. Remember last week we were talking about viruses being used to fight breast cancer. Remember they took the herpes virus? They shoved herpes virus on a petri dish with some aggressive breast cancer and it killed the aggressive breast cancer? Cool stuff. Well, they're trying to do the same thing with prostate cancer. So not so much with the herpes virus, but with a virus. And we've been talking about viruses being injected into the tumor. Sometimes that doesn't work. And you can't actually take virus and put it in the tumor. You need to have the virus carried in a white blood cell. You know how we have red blood cells and then white blood cells? White blood cells fight infection, but they carry infection. So what they've been trying to do is inject white cells with this virus next to the prostate cancer to kill it. The problem is when they inject the white blood cells, they just kind of swim around and they don't do what they're supposed to do. So what these British scientists have done is they've actually actually, they call it therapeutically armed, these macrophages of these white blood cells with microscopic magnetic nanoparticles. Remember, the British, so we've got to use the British accent. So once the cancer cells are infected with the virus, with the little magnetic nanoparticle, they then use a magnet to draw those magnetized cells to where your prostate cancer is. I think that's brilliant. So what they could do is they could move that magnet and draw these kamikaze suicide mission cells that have the virus of the prostate cancer to, boom, kill the prostate cancer. I think it's phenomenal. Now, the only thing is they aren't really going into too much detail where the magnet goes. I'm assuming it's going to have to be an interrectal probe, right, to get as close to the prostate, and then using ultrasound and knowing exactly if they have to mark where the prostate cancer is, drag the magnet into the vicinity so those cells go. It's absolutely brilliant. I don't know why they didn't think about this before. All right. Now, true, I'm a woman. I don't have a prostate. So to me, this doesn't even seem like it's at all uncomfortable. I know it probably would be for you gentlemen, but I got to admit, I mean, there has to be an easier way to treat prostate cancer. You know, I mean, men getting the, you know, whole prostatectomy, even though they use robots now, right? Not Asimo robot, but, you know, robots now, you know, to do it, having the prostatectomy, a lot of you will lose your erectile function. And it's very difficult because a lot of younger people are being found to have prostate cancer. We're doing these treatments, and many of them, their love life ends after that. So it would be nice to have these other more conservative type of treatments. Some of you do really well with the radiation and the pellets, you know, but imagine magnet therapy. I think it's cool. I think it's very, very cool. So we'll see what happens with this. All right. Studies have shown also heavy methamphetamine use and speed may increase your risk of developing schizophrenia. They say there is a link between marijuana and schizophrenia. I think we talked about that yesterday, where taking marijuana had some schizophrenic-like brain activity. Well, they also say amphetamine-type stimulants, very common. Of course, methamphetamine speed could possibly increase your risk threefold for having schizophrenia. So this is going to be published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. Great read. Just don't do drugs, people. Don't do drugs. Not good. All right. Ooh, what do I want to talk about next? All right. A study links religious services to optimism. I couldn't agree more. People that regularly attend religious services, I don't care what religion you are, just do it, have a more optimistic outlook, lesser inclination to be depressed, and also appear to have longer longevity. The study's findings supports previous research that religious participation can promote psychological and physical health, reduce mortality risks, possibly by calming people in stressful times, creating meaningful social interactions, and helping curtail bad habits. Amen. Amen. They say people who attended services more than once a week in the previous month were 56% more likely to be above the median score in the measure of optimism. Well, of course people are happy. I'm very optimistic. I love it when I go to services. I feel good. You know what? You know why? Because I don't feel like I'm going to go to hell. You know, so I'm like, okay, whew, there's going to be a place in heaven for me. Just, you know, little place for me to sit. I love it. But they also say people that go to weekly services are 22% less likely to be depressed or have depressed symptoms. See, I love the singing. I love to sing. I love the fact that I get to pray. You know, you feel, I think it's great. I think religion is wonderful. If you don't have one, get one. Honestly, and it is. We got to revisit that power of prayer that we did one show on. It was wonderful where people called in and told us how they found that prayer, you know, helped their medical ailments. I think that stuff is cool. I'd love to hear your stories. When we come back, Cindy Campbell from the Fisher House Foundation, and would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and we are celebrating the beginning of a fabulous Veterans Day weekend. Just God bless all of you that have served in our military or have been family of somebody who has served. If you haven't done what you've done and shown your heroism, I would not be able to do what I do and have the freedom to speak like I speak. So God bless you, and thank you so much. One of my favorite foundations is called the Fisher House Foundation, and we have Cindy Campbell here, Vice President for Community Relations and Media Affairs, and a veteran yourself. You have served in the Navy. Cindy, how are you? Thank you for coming on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
30 years of active duty service in the United States Navy. You served under Bush, President Bush, President Obama. I mean, you've been on carriers, command ships, oilers, destroyers. Oh, you go, girl. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. It's you know, you have to love the Navy. I loved every minute of it. It, to me, was just the most wonderful way of life ever.
Oh, honey, that is wonderful. Tell us about Fisher House. I am so in love with this organization.
Oh, absolutely. Fisher House is kind of like the Ronald McDonald Houses, but for the military and veterans. And so what we have 54 Fisher Houses across the country, including two in Landstuhl, Germany, which is the immediate medevac location for the war. Mm-hmm. And but we also have veterans hospitals. I don't think a lot of people know this. We certainly have them at our military hospitals. We have 5 houses alone at Bethesda Walter Reed, because that is the heart of where all of our wounded warriors get their care.
Mm-hmm.
So these houses give families a place to stay for free, no charge at all, and they're beautiful. I encourage your listeners, go to fisherhouse.org, click on the house button, and what you're going to see are these incredibly beautiful, beautiful homes, professionally decorated. It looks like something right out of a magazine.
They are. And I'm looking at it now. Just exquisite. Oh, my gosh.
It's gorgeous. And, you know, people always ask me, of course, I spent 30 years in the Navy. I know what a barracks is. I know what berthing on a ship is. And people will ask me, you know, why do you do them so nice? And it's like, because these families deserve this.
Right.
You know, you can imagine as a parent, being told as a young wife that your son, your daughter has been injured in war, and the only thing that you should be worrying about, the only thing that should be on your mind is, I'm going to be at his or her bedside. I'm going to be there. I'm going to get him through this. I'm going to get him through this recovery period. You shouldn't have to worry about how you're going to get to the hospital, where you're going to stay, if there's going to be food, how you're going to get transportation to the hospital. You should worry about nothing. That's where we come in. We make sure that they have that home to stay in, and they're safe, comfortable, and above all, the only thing they're going to worry about, the only thing, is helping out their son or daughter.
I'm looking at this right now. They have kitchens. You have, like, libraries there, toys for the kids, even handicap accessible. I mean, you're right. This is worry-free. It's amazing. And also, we've noticed, of course, in the medical community that when family can be there, people heal better. I mean, especially with post-traumatic. You know, many people, they'll heal from their injuries, but then they have the post-traumatic stress. We noticed they have less post-traumatic stress if their recovery was less stressful.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, just imagine yourself. What if you were injured in any kind of injury and you had to sit in a hospital for a month, 2 months? Most of these guys are in hospitals for up to 6 months at really a minimum. And how would you feel as a parent if you didn't have a place to stay? And what we also have to remember is it's not just the parents or the spouses that come out. We have a lot of really young spouses. Mm-hmm. You know, they have young kids, toddlers. So her mom is going to come out and stay with her so she can take care of the kids.
Of course.
So that she can be by the bedside of her husband. So that's, again, where we step in. There's no support for these other family members. There's no support for grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles and in-laws, fiancés. There's nothing for them. It's only us. And so we make sure that your loved one, because we don't define who a loved one is. It could be anybody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If your loved one, you know, we have a lot of these parents, they've got jobs. They've got to go home and maintain their jobs. So they'll go home for a week. And then maybe, you know, an aunt will come out.
Or they'll send a friend,
then,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so somebody's coming back and forth, because the only thing that they are concerned about is somebody's by the bedside all day long with him.
Exactly.
So. And the other thing that we do is we run something called Hero Miles. We have given out 25,000 free airline tickets, and these come from Americans who have donated their frequent flyer miles to us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
25,000 tickets.
Oh.
That has saved military families $35 million. I mean, just kind of wrap your mind around that.
Exactly.
$35 million. I mean, because what would you do if you couldn't afford the ticket? I mean, if you're on the West Coast, wherever you're located, all the way to Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
a long trip and it's expensive. So
we do
that for you. We take care of you.
Absolutely. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about post-traumatic stress disorder and many of our veterans coming back. And I believe there was a statistic of 1 every 40 minutes is thinking of suicide. And that's scary that our veterans are coming home. They aren't having support. They aren't having they aren't able to integrate into the workforce. And what I love about the Fisher House Foundation is they're thinking thinking about the family. They're thinking about what we're going to do for you when you come home. But of course, from the injured perspective.
Right.
And I don't think, like you said, there's enough help or support out there for when our men and women come home.
No, there really isn't. I mean, it takes an entire community to embrace these wounded warriors as they're coming back, all military as they're coming back, because, like you just very eloquently said, a lot of these wounds are not visible.
Right.
And so it takes the entire community to step forward. And, you know, we always tell people, it's one thing to say that I support the troops, but to do something tangible.
Exactly.
You know, do something that really leaves a lasting legacy. That's what we do at Fisher House. We're building houses at VA hospitals, and these houses will serve veterans that haven't even been born yet. It's going to serve this generation of veterans. It's going to serve
right.
the previous generations. And we have to remember, there are 23 million veterans across this country, 2 million from this war alone.
Mm. Crazy. How can people help? You talked about donating miles, donating money. Where could they go? Your website at fisherhouse.org?
Yep, go to fisherhouse.org. We're building across the country. We've got all kinds of construction projects going on right now. We're building in Pittsburgh. We're building in Salt Lake City. We're building in Anchorage, Alaska right now.
Oh,
and we have many, many more locations coming up across the country. Long Beach, Cleveland, Gainesville, Florida, Nashville, Murfreesboro. I mean, Fort Belvoir. We're building second houses at Palo Alto, another house at Travis Air Force Base in Sacramento. The list is endless because the need is endless. So what we do, as soon as we get enough money, we build a house. That's how we work it.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
One thing for all of your listeners, I always tell everybody this.
Mm-hmm.
Go to charitynavigator.org. Always check out the charity that you're giving to, because they really need to be doing the right thing with the money that you give them.
True.
And we at Fisher House, we are one of the highest rated military charities in the country. We have an incredibly low administrative cost. That means incredibly low, as in 3.5%. 3.5.
Wow.
The average is 25, and we're at 3.5. And what that means is that when you do donate to us, it's going to help the troops, not to marketers, not to direct mail.
Yes.
Not to phone solicitors. No, it's going to build a house. And that, we're very proud of what we do, because it takes a lot of hard work to get those ratings, and we keep those ratings.
Oh, of course. Well, Cindy Campbell, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about Fisher House. For those of you that have a pen, it's fisherhouse.org. If not, go to my website, look under charities, and you'll be able to find them as well. Please, guys, take a look at their website. And Cindy, God bless you, and thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Happy Veterans Day.
Thank you.
All right, guys. All right, we are coming up on break. Again, don't forget to go to fisherhouse.org, one of my favorite charities, and I also have it on my website at drdahlia.com. When we come back, more and more women giving birth without having maternity leave. We're also going to be talking about the top 10 college majors where you'll be guaranteed to find a job. Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com. And please follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You know, I love these stories when somebody is off duty or, you know, just out there you know, as a pedestrian, sees an accident, runs over, and helps save a life. Well, apparently Jane Craig, a 46-year-old off-duty nurse, dashed over to a woman who had apparently been involved in a motorcycle accident. Looks like was bleeding very, very heavily. So she grabs a bra. I think there was somebody else there, and she asked for her bra. Used it as a tourniquet, was able to stop the bleeding long enough for the paramedics to come. The victim actually still had to have her leg amputated, but she would have bled to death if this nurse didn't think quickly and use the bra as a tourniquet. So, you know, whenever I see stories like this, I like to, you know, revisit with you all first aid. Now, we've talked about what to do with the bleeding. Whenever there's any bleeding, you always want to provide some direct pressure to the wound. Of course, this is going to be difficult if it's an open fracture and somebody has a bone sticking out of their leg. That's going to be a little bit more difficult. But for, you know, milder wounds, you always want to put direct pressure. Then you always want to raise the extremity if you can. Like if they cut their arm, if they cut their leg, try to raise the extremity. But sometimes you're going to have to start hitting the pressure points. And so while you're putting pressure on the wound, if the bleeding is starting to be heavy, you're going to have to put pressure where the blood is originating from, whether it's the brachial artery, the femoral artery. So let's say somebody has a pretty bad cut and it's in the arm and you kind of blow the elbow and you're trying to stop it, then you're going to have to find the brachial artery, which is kind of between, it'll kind of be in between the biceps and the triceps area. You'll be able to feel it. Put a lot of pressure. Put your arm around the their arm. Between the shoulder and the elbow, pressure. Hopefully, you'll be able to put pressure on the brachial artery. The femoral artery is going to be along the bikini line in the groin area. Imagine a straight line from the hip to the pubic bone, kind of halfway will be around the femoral artery. If, let's say, they're bleeding in the lower part of their foot, lower part of the leg, you could also try to get the popliteal artery, which is behind the knee. So that would be pressure behind the knee. Of course, while you're keeping pressure on the wound and elevating the leg. Now, what this nurse had done is a tourniquet. We usually don't like to recommend the average person to do tourniquets because, I mean, what you're doing with the tourniquet is trying to cut blood supply to the whole limb. All right. And we really want trained medical professionals. But if this person is bleeding heavily and there's nothing you could do, you know, and you're waiting for the paramedics and they're bleeding out, you know, then, you know, you'll have to then apply a tourniquet. Of course, I want everyone taking a first aid course, first aid and CPR. I don't want you thinking just because you listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, you're already qualified. No, no. But, you know, with tourniquet, you need to grab something or find something that could, you know, restrict and occlude the blood. So in this particular case, the nurse used a bra. Bra was very good. All right. If you notice the bleeding is continuing, even at, now remember, when you do the tourniquet, it's got to be high up in the area of what you're trying to cut off. Like, I mean, the femoral artery, you're going to have to be at least higher up on the thigh to hope to do something. With the arm, the brachial artery, again, between the shoulder and the elbow. And then you have to tie it as tight as you can until you see the bleeding stop, or at least slow down significantly. If not, and it's not slowing down, then you have to tighten the tourniquet. Hopefully, of course, 911 is there. Always call 911 first. That's a no-brainer. Don't start administering first aid before you at least make that 911 call. But in some cases, people do have to administer a tourniquet. But please get your first aid course, get your CPA course in your nearby city. It's life-saving. And you just don't know what you're going to see or what's going to happen. You know, we talk about earthquakes. And we talk about how earthquakes probably cause more injuries than hurricanes and tornadoes. And, you know, there's lots of crushing injuries. There's lots of different injuries, lacerations, et cetera. And so you have no idea when you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have to administer first aid. Learn it. You know, I can only do so much on the show, you know, teaching you guys bit by bit. But, you know, taking a full-day course, even though I still don't think that's enough, it at least gives you the basics. And make sure you go for your recertification, practice on each other at the house, how to do the Heimlich. It's vital. Absolutely vital. All right. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, the American Census Bureau has found that 50% of American working women don't have paid leave when they go on maternity leave. All right. They found about 47% do, or actually they found 50.8% of first-time mothers said they have some type of leave, paid leave, sick leave, vacation time, which is a little better than in the 80s. We're only 37.3. But they found that less educated mothers had four times less paid leave average. And they said, you know, they noticed with less education, you have less leave. Also, the younger you are, you appear to have less leave. Now, right now, the U.S. does not have a federal policy on paid parental leave. You know, as a doctor and as an employer, I'm kind of torn on this. I mean, as a doctor, I think people should have as much maternity leave as they need. You know, I was only given 2 weeks. And it wasn't maternity leave, it was my vacation. So I saved up my vacation time and my sick leave. I didn't take a day off all year long, and I stacked up those 2 weeks. And then when my baby was 2 weeks old, I took him to work with me until I could get him a nanny. And luckily, I was in a position where I could take him to work because he was still sleeping the whole time. And then I breastfeed in between patients. And, I mean, it did. It took a lot of balance. You know, I was very grateful to have 2 weeks. You know, I thought that was pretty posh. I mean, I was pretty lavish for me to have 2 full weeks of maternity leave, because I know that's not, you know, that's not the norm. Many people don't. You know, however, government's going to have to be careful with what they mandate, because already, you know, you have employers that are already very, very stressed, very financially strapped, especially with Obamacare kicking in soon. And if they are going to be told that they have to give at least 4 weeks, 6 weeks of paid leave, we're going to very, very easily see discrimination against young women. Okay? You know, because and just, you know, just looking at it objectively, you know, from the employer's point of view, you know, I mean, if somebody's going to be off for maternity leave, first of all, you also have to realize, too, maternity leave may have to include before the birth. When you on go now, my son, my first son, I didn't have bed rest. I didn't have to go on bed rest. My second one, I did, but luckily I was already in my own practice, so I didn't have a boss. So I was on bed rest and I took time off right before the birth. But my first one, I worked up until the day I was contracting, and I remember I was doing my allergy rotation, and I was working with Dr. Tatori, and he's looking at me going, "You better go to the hospital." And I go, no, you know, the contractions are only 10 minutes apart. He's like, just go. So I remember working up to that day because I wanted to use those full 2 weeks for my newborn. I think 2 weeks is too little. You know, I think you should at least have a month, 6 weeks. The problem is from the employer standpoint, that's tough. Number one is you're paying them for 6 weeks. That's a lot of money, but then you have to hire somebody to take their place. You have to hire somebody to take their place temporarily, so you got to find a temp. And temps are usually more expensive than you know, workers, because you have to either use a temp agency or all I know is whenever we had to hire a temp, it was a lot more expensive than just having a regular employee. So basically, the employer is going to have to pay double whenever their employees leave. Now, in the olden days, they were your family. It was a much different scenario, much different environment at work and in corporations, you know, and women are going to start feeling like a huge liability if there's going to start being government mandates. So I don't know how they're going to do this, but do I think the mom should be with her newborn at least for 6 weeks? Absolutely. I wish there could be. It's just I don't know how we're going to mandate employers to do this, not in this economy. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, we got another hour coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.